91X News.
It's 21 and sunny at 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jack Carver, now for news. Constable Eric Shorey was charged with criminal harassment and breach of trust by the OPP. Constable Shorey has been a member of the Belleville Police Service since 2007. He is currently suspended from all duties with pay. A Trenton man was given a $65 fine after Belleville police found him staggering around a downtown road. Police said he was intoxicated to the point of being a danger to himself, and he was arrested and charged with public intoxication. Around 3:30 this morning, police were called to a home in the West End for a domestic dispute. By the time police got there, they were inside. A man answered the door and refused to give any information to police. He then shut the door and left by climbing off his balcony, where he landed in front of another police officer. He was charged, arrested, and charged with public intoxication and given a $65 fine. Hudson's Bay says it will close most of its 64 remaining Zellers locations across the country, affecting up to 6,400 jobs, many of them in Ontario. Hudson's Bay sold the majority of the leases for its 279 discount stores to Target for $1.83 billion last year. A spokeswoman says the company determined that continuing to operate the Zellers banner in its current form was not viable. Most of the remaining stores will be closed by March 2013. It's not confirmed, but a Quebec cabinet minister suggests Quebecers should prepare to head to the polls as summer winds down. According to Municipal Affairs Minister Laurent Lessard, Tuesday, September 4th is the likely date of a provincial election. He told the Quebec Radio Network that he expects the premier to call an election campaign next week. Premier Jean Charest would be seeking a rare fourth term in office. The United Nations is predicting a bloody confrontation in a Syrian city. Mark Levy has more from Cairo.
Syrian forces are closing in on Aleppo, the country's largest city, scene of days of battles with rebel forces. Attack helicopters are backing up the military, and MiG fighters fly overhead, setting off sonic booms. Syrian President Bashar Assad can't afford to lose control there. UN officials are warning a Syrian assault on Aleppo could result in a bloodbath, with civilians caught in the crossfire. The UN points to unconfirmed reports of atrocities, like snipers and soldiers killing people. Mark Levy, Cairo.
The Prague Zoo in the Czech Republic says a gorilla has died after accidentally hanging himself. The zoo says that 5-year-old Tatu was found hanging with a rope around his neck Friday morning in a sleeping room. Spokesman Michael Stastny says all attempts to revive Tatu have failed. He says there are no cameras in the room and it is not clear exactly what happened. Director Miroslav Bobek said Friday that the death was the most tragic event at the zoo since flooding in 2002 killed more than 100 animals. The zoo still has 6 gorillas who are among the most popular animals there. Tens of thousands of people watched Tatu's birth online on May 5, 2007. 91X News Time is 11:03. Here's Tyson Leonard with 91X Sports.
Lots of hockey news today. Free agent forward Alexander Semin agreed to terms with the Carolina Hurricanes on a one-year contract worth $7 million U.S. Semin has scored 54 points each of the last two seasons. The Flyers signed forward Jakub Voracek to a four-year contract worth $17 million. Voracek has 18 goals and 49 points in 78 regular season games last season. The NHL Players Association made a number of presentations to owners yesterday before talks between the union and the NHL concluded for the week. Player pensions, length of training camp, and ice conditions were the topics of this round. The two sides agreed to continue negotiations toward a new collective bargaining agreement on Monday in New York. The current agreement expires September 15th. The London Games officially kick off with the opening ceremony at Olympic Stadium. The show by Oscar-winning director Danny Boyle will feature a performance by Paul McCartney, but not much more is known. The identity of the person who will light the cauldron also remains a mystery. South Korea has set the first world records of the London Olympics, both in the men's archery competition, with legally blind Im Dong-hyun breaking the 72-arrow mark with 699 points. Im also took part in the team shoot today, which also broke the world record, scoring 2,087 points in the 216 arrows alongside his teammates. Toronto Blue Jays used their bats to cool off the red-hot Oakland Athletics. Edwin Encarnacion hit a 3-run homer in the fourth inning, and Kelly Johnson hit a solo shot in the seventh, as the Jays beat Oakland 10-4. That stops the 7-game winning streak the A's have been enjoying lately. And now for weather. Today a mix of sun and cloud, high 27, increasing clouds overnight with a chance of showers, low 18. Saturday, cloudy, a chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon, high 26. Sunday, sunny, low 15, and a high of 28. At 11:04, it's 20 degrees. I'm Tyson Leonard, 91X News, on the air, online, at 91X.fm. News is next at noon.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.